We're doing Gemara Brachos, we're up to Tashma, about two lines down from where it says Tosus Rov, and Yutte Samet Beis. The Gemara had been discussing Rav's statement that if one were to discover when he was in a public place that he was wearing Kalayim in his garment, biblical prohibition, he would have to remove it. And what the Gemara said is that dignity doesn't stand in the way of observance of biblical mitzvos. We saw yesterday that human dignity would override rabbinic mitzvos, and we discussed why that is so. But biblical mitzvos are not overruled by human dignity. So now the Gemara tries to bring another proof. Tashma. It says in the Pasuk V'italam tamim, if you're traveling and you see your friend's lost object or lost animal, the Torah says, and you will ignore them in a question mark form. So the Braisa says, why did the Torah word it that way? The Torah says, and you will ignore them? No, you shouldn't ignore them. Go return them to your friend. Well, why did the Torah begin by asking that question, and you will ignore them? To teach me, pamim shata mitalem mehem, upamim she'enata mitalem mehem. Sometimes you do have to ignore them. If you walk by and you see your friend's lost object, then sometimes your job is to ignore it. That's why the Torah worded it that way. Haketzad, how so? Let's say he's a Kohen, he's prohibited from going into a cemetery, and his friend's lost object is in the cemetery. Or maybe he's an important old person, and it doesn't fit his honor to deal with something like that. There's some kind of magazine out there in the graveyard or out on the street. He's not going to pick it up and go looking for whose it is. He'd never be caught dead with that stuff. So that's not respectful for him. He wouldn't bother with his own garbage can. If it were out in the street, he'd tell one of the kids to pick it up. So then the Torah tells us he should ignore it, just like he wouldn't do it for his own. So he doesn't have to forego his honor in order to do a mitzvah for someone else.
You just said that personal honor is not the
that's
right.
That's the question, right? Right. Okay. That's the Gemara's question. Or shaitam lachtom ubam shel chavero, or let's say you see your friend's pen lying on the side. You could go pick it up and return it to him. But the time, you're going to miss your bus. You're going to get docked 100 shekel from your paycheck because you're going to have to catch the next bus. And you're that second, the bus is about to pull out. You could jump on the bus. You could go grab his pen. Well, go jump on the bus because your time is more valuable than his. That's why the Torah says, although I gave you mitzvah to return your friend's lost object, I also tell you sometimes ignore it. What were the three examples? Kohen, an elder, it's not in accordance with his honor, or where his loss overrides the other one's loss. Am I? So why would I ignore it? Why? Lema, you should say, and chokhmah ben tmunah ben etzal neged Hashem. Say that logic, the line of reasoning we said in the beginning, that whenever it'll come in contradiction with what Hashem wants, your own wisdom is not applicable. Answers the Gemara, you're right. That's why the Torah had to tell me. That's why the Torah told me, in this case, I want you to ignore it sometimes. Had the Torah not said it, then you're right. I would have had to forgo my honor. I would have had to forgo my own time. That's why the Torah says, with this mitzvah, ignore it sometimes. The ligma mina. So the Gemara says, okay, so if the Torah taught you that when it comes to someone else's monetary needs, your monetary needs come first, or your dignity comes first, well then why don't you derive from that to Kalayim? You have a biblical mitzvah to give him back his money. You have a biblical mitzvah to take off Kalayim. Well, if I don't have to do the biblical mitzvah of giving him back his money, maybe I shouldn't have to do the biblical mitzvah of removing Kalayim if it contradicts human dignity. Answers the Gemara, Isura mimamona lo yalfinan. We have a rule in all of Shas. You cannot derive from a halacha that involves monetary issues to a halacha that involves prohibitions, because monetary issues the Torah applies certain leniencies to, so you cannot apply a leniency from a monetary issue to a biblical prohibition.
But only part of it was monetary. The other part of it was honor.
Right, but you're foregoing a monetary mitzvah. The whole mitzvah of returning a lost object is a monetary mitzvah. So we say, with regard to monetary mitzvahs, the Torah is more lenient than other prohibitions. So you cannot derive from monetary mitzvahs to other prohibitions. So this whole concept is derived elsewhere in the Gemara.
Right.
So can we say it's removed?
I could give an idea of why maybe. May I guess?
Everyone could guess.
I think that the first off, the value of the pen, right, is 2 shekels, right? The value of missing your bus, you said, was 100, right? So it makes more sense.
But it's a mitzvah and it has monetary value.
If I could just explain his question.
Right.
You have mitzvah of kibbutz abayim.
Yeah.
Let's say it's your father's pen that's on the floor there.
Yeah.
Your father asks you, give me a hand, I want you to go get me the groceries.
Yeah.
You're going to lose the 100 shekel at work. You got to lose the 100 shekel and get him his groceries.
That's not monetary mitzvah.
So I'm saying, but then the logic isn't the money. I'm saying, so then you can't say the logic is the money involved.
You can ask your father to
because for another mitzvah, you would have to forego it. No, you can't. Time you have to give your father. When we say kibbutz aveim is from the father's money, we mean the expenses of kibbutz aveim, but not the time. He doesn't have to pay you for your time in performing kibbutz aveim. You with me?
It's just that once, but maybe we can find a way to postpone it.
If you could find a way, good, obviously. Why not?
He says go.
Okay, so we're talking about monetary situations. What happens if by removing the string that makes this sweater kilayim, we will destroy the sweater that costs 1,000 shekels? That will be a monetary situation? If you bought it without knowing it was kilayim, if only after the fact,
because
the body will know that there is kilayim.
Right. The mitzvah is not a monetary mitzvah. Every mitzvah costs money. Lov and Esrog also costs money. Sukkah costs money. Matzah costs money. Every mitzvah involves money. Right. Right, he's got it right.
Is a better way of saying it? Is it
time is money.
Yeah.
You see, I'm from America. Yeah.
Is a better way of saying it? Maybe Ben Adam Chaverot. Is that a little more?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's a big question whether Kibbutz Aveim is Ben Adam Chaverot or Ben Adam
Makom. I think we're making it sound like Ben Adam Makom in the situation.
Okay. So we'll pick up here tomorrow with that.